So I mentioned there was good news for the Lions. That's a Tate Ratledge signing. There's bad news for the Lions. That's that Levi Onwuzurike is on the reserve PUP list, which means he's got to miss the first 4 weeks of the season. And we don't know what's going on there. Hope for, you know, nothing but the best, and hope it's nothing serious for Levi Onwuzurike. And then there was another category where I said there's something that down the road might be real trouble for the Lions. And that is this. The TJ Watt signed a three-year, $123 million extension to stay with the Pittsburgh Steelers. And it breaks down that Spotrac has tweeted out what the contract is. It's $108 million fully guaranteed, which is the most fully guaranteed money in a contract for a non-quarterback, surpassing that of, I believe it's Ja'Marr Chase. He'll be paid a total of $44 million this upcoming season. And I think that's because they, but his cap hit is only $23.3 million, but that's what he's going to get paid right away. Next year, $42 million, 2027, $42 million cap hit, and 2028 will be a $46 million cap hit. It's extraordinary, but for one of the league's best players, you understand it. So you're talking roughly $41 million a year. Why does this matter? Well, because the Lions still haven't come to terms with Aiden Hutchinson on an extension. They're expected to do so. We don't know when. We've been speculating on this for a long time now. People thought that they were going to get something done immediately after the season. Didn't happen. We thought, hey, maybe they'll get this done before the draft or right around the draft. Because remember, the year ago, when they had the announcement of all those contract signings, Amon-Ra St. Brown and Penei Sewell, and then they gave Jared Goff the contract, Lee McNeil, all these guys, they gave contracts right around the draft from 2024. Maybe that's going to happen this time. Draft came and went. There was not the big extension for Aiden Hutchinson. Then we get into the offseason in the late spring into the summer here, and all this tumult, if you will, with the defensive ends. We didn't know what was going to happen with Myles Garrett. Myles Garrett signed his deal for $40 million, setting the market. Then you had what was going to happen with some other players like Max Crosby or Trey Hendrickson or TJ Watt or Micah Parsons. Well, all those guys have signed now, with the exception of Micah Parsons and Aiden Hutchinson. And the thought was, you want to sign Aiden as quickly as possible because the prices for the defensive end, the pass rushers, the edge rushers, it's going to go through the roof. Well, they haven't signed Aiden Hutchinson yet. And I love the question that Jim Costa asked in the morning show several weeks ago, maybe even over a month ago, where Jim had asked the question, goes, hey, the Lions haven't gotten anything done with Aiden Hutchinson yet. Is that on the Lions or is that on Aiden, or what's going on there? And the more I thought about it at that time, I was thinking it's probably on Hutchinson. I imagine the Lions want to get something done. But if you're Aiden Hutchinson, you shouldn't be in any hurry because you've got all these other edge rushers that have yet to sign their deals. Now, in the meantime, you've got the market set. Was set with Myles Garrett. Now it's reset with TJ Watt. Hendrickson still doesn't have his deal. Micah Parsons is smiling because he knows he's going to get paid because he's going into his fifth year. And they did pick, the Cowboys picked up the option, but they haven't signed him long-term yet, and he knows that they will. And Micah Parsons is likely to get north of what TJ Watt got. So the tough news for the Lions is they still haven't gotten a deal done with Aiden Hutchinson, which means Aiden Hutchinson is likely to get a deal similar to that of Micah Parsons, which is likely to eclipse what TJ Watt got, which means you're going to pay over $41 million a year for an edge rusher. Now, what that might do is effectively close the book on anybody's dream that the Lions could sign both Hutchinson and, say, Trey Hendrickson. I've been trying hard to find a way to make that work. You guys know, if you listen to the show, how much I would love to see that happen. And that, yes, I think you could do that and have a window where you keep everybody together for a couple of years. But then down the road, you're going to have to lose some players because of it. Well, now I think this might eliminate that altogether because you haven't paid Aiden Hutchinson yet. And if he's going to get, say, $42, $43 million a year, then that shrinks the number that you could give to, say, Trey Hendrickson on an extension. Is it possible that you can get Trey Hendrickson to come on board here, swing a trade with Cincinnati, give him whatever. Let's say give him a first-round pick to get Hendrickson and then give Hendrickson a two-year contract at $80 million, $40 million a year. Can he make that work? Or $70 million, make it $35 million a year? Can he make that work? I don't know if that can work anymore because of the cap ramifications in year two. And I don't think that Trey Hendrickson wants to sign a two-year extension either. I think he's looking to get at least a three-year extension. And now that TJ Watt's got his three-year extension at 40, not that Hendrickson would be asking for 40, but I got to believe he's asking for at least 35. So I think that's now a pipe dream. And maybe it was always a pipe dream, but I kept open just a little bit of hope because I thought you could get it done, even though down the road you may have to lose someone like Jahmyr Gibbs or Sam Laporta or both in a couple of seasons to make that work. So that's the other side now. Is the impetus on the Lions to get a deal done with Aiden Hutchinson, has that just ramped up now because of the TJ Watt signing? Is Aiden Hutchinson going to cost more than TJ Watt? I mean, he's like 7 years younger or whatever he is. Aiden's really young. And he's coming off a season, yes, where he broke his leg. But prior to that, he had 7.5 sacks and 45 pressures through five games. It was insane, the production that he was putting up to start last year. So I think this is going to be a real tough swallow for the Lions because they haven't gotten this deal done yet. And Aiden Hutchinson is probably smiling ear to ear because he knows he's going to get taken care of. He knows he's going to get paid by the Lions. The question is, how high is that price going to go? I mean, it's going to go at least what TJ Watt got. Now, do the Lions need to get something done before Micah Parsons gets his deal? If I were the Lions, I'd try everything in my power to get it done because I think Micah Parsons is going to get paid way more. He's shown more productivity in his career as being a quarterback sack artist. 248-539-9797 is the telephone number if you have some of those same concerns. We got some more texts coming in regarding the concern level you have or the confidence level you have with the Lions offense. It's really the confidence level. On a scale of 1 to 12, where's your confidence with this team offensively? Ticket texter is saying, and this is from Mav, I'm a 9 as well. I'm thinking this doubt is a positive. Give this team a reason to have a chip again, a chip on the shoulder. They play their best when they have something to prove. Have a good weekend. Yeah. They do play well when they have a chip on their shoulder. There's no question about that. But does that come from, I guess, Graham Glasgow is definitely a veteran player, and he's going to hear the whispers. Will he play better with a chip on his shoulder? Mahogany's got a lot to prove. I think he was a six-round pick, though, and yet he's got an opportunity to start here. And then you've got Ratledge, and we'll see how Ratledge is wired. My level is 7. The caller just said 7. That's crazy. Or he said 7. The caller just said 7. That's crazy. Jared Goff still behind center and all the weapons at his disposal. I don't think anybody should say anything lower than 9. Well, I think the reason people would say lower than 9 is because you've got a brand new interior to that offensive line and you're not sure what to expect with the new offensive coordinator. I'm not as worried about the coordinator part, but I am concerned when it comes to the offensive line. It's a new interior. You're bringing in three guys to start and expecting them to play the whole season, or hopefully the whole season. You can't account for injuries, but you're hoping they play the whole season. But these are three guys that would be kind of new to it. I mean, Glasgow's got the experience, but the other two guys, not as much. I think the Lions and Levi Onwuzurike might have known about the injury that he has. That's why he only signed a cheap one-year deal when he could have left for a better contract. Just a theory. That's from Jamie. Well, I don't know if he could have signed for a better contract. He didn't. Came back to the Lions for the 1 year and $4 million. And if you were another team in the league, I mean, what kind of a deal would you have given Levi Onwuzurike after his first few years in the league with the Lions? Because he wasn't terribly productive. Got potential for sure. He's always had potential, but he hasn't been able to stay healthy and he hasn't been terribly productive. Yes, he gets some pressures on the quarterback, but wasn't taking the quarterback down. So I don't know if there were other offers that he could have had that were going to pay him more elsewhere. And maybe this was a hometown discount to come and stay with the Detroit Lions, a team he knows, also is going to contend for a Super Bowl, so wants to stay there. Sure, I think that's part of it. But I don't know if he would have gotten a great deal elsewhere. And I don't know if the Lions knew about this. We don't even know what it is. That's the thing, is they haven't said anything. All we know is he's on the reserve physically unable to perform list, the reserve PUP list, which means he's going to miss the first four games of the regular season. Does that scream red flags for you? Because that's another defensive lineman that's not going to start the year, and they're starting to add up, and I'm getting a little concerned with this. 248-539-9797 is the telephone number. Hey, there's going to be kind of a radical change in an all-star game coming up, and we wonder if this is going to spur other radical changes in other games. We'll talk about that with you next year in 97.1, The Ticket.